From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time NFL champs, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Larry McCarron, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy.
And welcome to another edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. I'm Lance Allen, alongside Larry McCarron and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Please welcome Mike McCarthy. And Mike, obviously not the offensive performance you wanted in Detroit. Is out of sync the right way to categorize it, or what do you see out of the offense at this point?
Well, when you take a look at the video, obviously coming off the game, we just really didn't, hit the execution targets that we would like. You go back through it. We went up there, established the run, particularly the way they played us with their defense. We didn't get that part done. So with that, especially when you have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, the ability to get to the pass game and be productive and really get to the full plan was really never accomplished. So, it's something you learn from. I mean, it's something that you have to consider is give Aaron the ball earlier.
Talking about the running game, you got a good line. You got a good back. So what's the issue, I guess?
Well, I mean, that's really what we spend a lot of time as a staff and to make sure that, we're not slowing our players down. This offensive line is the best group, that, in my opinion, since I've been here. But with that being said, we're going into our fourth game. I clearly think it could be the best group. And the running back group has the opportunity to be the best group, too, that we've had. Are we doing too much? Did we stay true to the things that we feel are our strength? I mean, those are the kind of conversations you have because, based on the way the defense played us, I think we all feel as a man that we definitely didn't get it done.
Mike, coming out of training camp, you felt really good about your offense. Has it surprised you that you've gotten off to this slow start?
Well, I think anything, in this game doesn't surprise you. I mean, we're definitely not where we thought we would be. And, when you score 7 points on offense and then you give up 9, that's the first time that's ever happened to us. So it's humbling. It's not bad, at the beginning of the season. It's not exactly where you want to be, but it's definitely learnable, learning time, and it gives you a lot of coachable moments.
Mike, they played better in the back end, in their secondary, than advertised. That was supposed to be a weak point. Did they do anything unusual? How do you look at that end of the game, your passing game versus their secondary?
Well, I don't think we really challenged them, frankly, in the back end. So, and a big part of that's my responsibility. Really, the game for us offensively was kind of backwards. We pass protected very well, and we didn't run block, like we thought we clearly would be capable of doing. So when you play up in Detroit, it's a tough environment. Obviously, you're on turf. The game's it's faster. We have to have balance. That's who we are. I mean, that's the way we're built. But as far as our secondary, I felt like we really didn't get to challenge them.
Kind of to follow up on that, Mike, the Lions said that they wanted to limit Jordy Nelson. Do you get the sense that other teams are going to try to do that until someone else emerges or someone?
That's why you play the games. You have a plan to go in and play against certain defenses, and everybody has ways they tilt their coverage to a Jordy Nelson. So that's why we play the game.
Mike, defensively speaking, there's really some impressive numbers in a losing effort. 3 takeaways, contained Calvin Johnson, 3 yards a carry, 0-for-2 in the red zone. The opponent's quarterback, 61.6 quarterback rating. Those are some impressive numbers, as I mentioned, in a losing effort.
Definitely. It's something that, we could definitely build off of. I thought our defense played very well, really till the last 2 series. Obviously, the time of possession was really tilted in the favor, of the Lions. And as an offense, we got to share some of that responsibility. But Detroit was able to just bleed us a little bit there in the run game, too many yards after contact. And that's really that's our big correction for our defense. But Like you said, there was a lot of impressive individual performances and, you know, some really good team defense for the first 3.5 quarters.
We got to talk about the Devon House interception. First, it was ruled a touchback. Then they reviewed it, and it was down at the 1. And then the subsequent safety kind of changed the momentum of the game. Talk about that series of events and how that maybe kind of changed the game a little bit.
Well, it's a call that, the officials would, it's a turnover. So all turnovers are reviewed. On the field, they said it was a touchback by the letter of the rule. I mean, it's the correct call. So with that, our run, we were in a similar situation last week against the Jets, and we're able to, do something, and it was successful. And we kind of built off that, and it was really our execution on that play was clearly not what it needed to be. So, I mean, we let the linebacker, run right through the gap, and obviously it was a big play for Detroit, big play in the game. Took points off, we gave them 2 points, and, the next play we don't contain on the kick, and they have good field position, which led to a field goal.
Goofy things do happen, but for 2 straight games, your opening drive, fumble, leads to a touchdown the wrong way, that's got to be kind of hard to deal with.
And no excuse for it, and that's really enough. That's no excuse for it, and that's all really needs to be said.
Brian Bulaga seemed no worse for the wear. It seemed like he was one of the positives coming out of this game at right tackle.
Brian did some good things. It was good to have him back there. I thought the pass protection part of it was a plus.
Next up, our special guest, Ha Ha Clinton Dix. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
As a professional, tonight's guest has 8 tackles, a sack, an interception, 2 passes defensed, 1 special teams tackle, and a fumble recovered. He is off to a rather respectable start. Please say hello to Ha Ha Clinton Dix. Ha Ha, those are good numbers. How do you feel about your start?
I feel very okay about it. There's a lot of things I can work on and continue to get better at.
Ha Ha, how do you like your job, playing football for a job? No school anymore. It's all football. How do you like that?
It's amazing. Couldn't ask for a better job.
Part of your job, especially as a first-round draft choice, is a lot of media attention. And something I've noticed about you, okay, as soon as you got here, crowd of cameras around your locker. From the outside looking in, and we've never talked about this, from the outside looking in, I would say that end of things, really not your cup of tea. You don't enjoy being the center of attention that way. Would that be accurate?
Somewhat, but I mean, I don't have a problem with it. It comes with the job, and I enjoy the job, so I love that.
Let's talk about the Lion game a little bit. You guys hold Calvin Johnson, not catchless, but contain him. To a point, 6 catches, 82 yards, no touchdowns. I know a lot of thought and effort went into containing him. How did you guys feel about the job you did?
I think we did a pretty decent job of containing him. He's one of their impact players. He always gets open, and he's a playmaker. So I felt like if we can contain him, we could come out with a great defense.
Mike, could you give us a little progress report on your first-round draft choice?
Oh, I think he's off to a very good start. I think right away Ha was very versatile. I mean, the way he jumped in there and picked it right up in special teams. And, new defense, a lot of communication. He's a key communicator in the back end there, so I think he's off to a very good start.
Folks, another thing Ha Ha is a team player, and I'll tell you how I know that. You got more excited about Devon House's interception than you did after your own. I mean, you were just amped up when somebody else did good.
That's very important to me. When you see a player, your teammates making plays and being accountable and doing their job, it's an awesome feeling.
Now, you are an alumni of Alabama. I've heard they play some pretty good football down there. What's the deal? What's in the water? Why is Alabama always good?
I don't know. I guess they just recruit very well.
That would certainly be part of it. Now let's go out to Lance in the audience.
First up, we have Carol, and you have a question for Ha Ha.
You look like you're fitting in really well on the defense and feel pretty comfortable out there. But what did you see after you caught that ball and secured it? Did you have visions of running down the field?
Well, once I caught that ball, I seen the end zone. That's what I was trying to get. But unfortunately, I only got like 5 or 6 yards on that play.
Right place at the right time, though. That was heads up. All right, Travis, you have a question for Haha.
Yeah, I was wondering, since both you and Lacey went to Alabama, do you guys talk smack to the other players about their collegiate teams?
Not at all. It's a fair game in the locker room. There's no telling when you can win or lose, so we don't really talk about it, no.
He's a humble guy. And the last thing is Bev, and you have a question for Haha.
Yes, I'm curious about your name, Haha. First of all, how you got it, and if you would tell us what your real name is.
Oh, of course. Okay. My real name is Haseen. My grandmother started calling me Haha when I was about 3 or 4 years old. No one could really pronounce my first name, which is Haseen, but it's spelled Hashan. So she started calling me Haha around the age 3 or 4, and it just stuck.
How about that? All right, now you know the rest of the story. Great questions. Next up, Larry and Haha on the Telestrator. I think that interception is going to be showing. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Stafford looking left as he's back to throw. Fires offside. It's deflected and intercepted. Intercepted in the deep secondary by interception by the rookie. His first career interception on a yard return.
Welcome back. We're going to talk some football with Haha. And Haha, three guesses as to which play we're going to look at.
The interception.
Yeah, bingo, you got it. And if we could see the players, there we go. Okay, Haha, what defense are you in, and what's your job responsibility?
Well, in this typical play, we're in the fire zone. I'm definitely in the middle of the field. I have to be the deepest of the deepest and break on the ball.
Okay, let's snap that ball. And as this develops, what kind of things are you reading? What are your keys?
Well, first of all, my keys are the uncovered lineman and the quarterback. The quarterback standing at his receiver the whole entire time. So as soon as I see that, I start leaning to that side of the field.
Okay. And as the play develops, Matthew Stafford back, and he unleashes this ball. And at this point, you are thinking what? Here you are right here.
Well, I'm thinking, well, we have good zone covers here by the linebacker in the corner, the nickel guy in the cornerback. So right now, coach always preaches about tips and overthrows. So right now, I know I have a chance to catch maybe a tip ball or overthrow. So right now, I'm just going to keep running towards the ball.
You are like a fortune teller, a mind reader. Tip ball or an overthrow? Okay, through the magic of television now, we're going to flip angles and let's get our situation situated here. Here's Tremon, here's Devon House, here's the football, and here is Haha, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and now, you know, you do tip drills, but this is like a double tip drill. First of all, Fuller, then Devon House. Let's stop it right there. Did your eyes get big?
Oh, they got super big.
Are you thinking first career interception?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and that's exactly what you come through with. The other thing I wanted to ask you, like in high school, I can remember that if we intercepted a pass, we yell Oski or some crazy word. Do you guys do that on the professional level?
Not on the professional level, really, don't. Everyone just turns around and finds the blocker, and that's what everybody was trying to do, get their eyes on the blocker and make a play.
Okay, so you're returning now, and a really interesting thing about this play, Joyt Bell, right here. Okay, you're trying to avoid him, and you got a blocker, Tremon. And this is the most interesting technique I think I've ever seen by a would-be tackler. He's going to go in low on Tremon, and he doesn't tackle you. He leg whips you down. He got called for the block on Tremon, but that's a leg whip. Is that how he got you down?
That's exactly how he got me down. He must have did some type of karate before the game or something. I don't know, but he got me down.
And how did you feel moments later, okay, besides the leg whip, how did you feel first career interception?
It was a dream coming true. It was unbelievable. Like I said, House made a great play, and I just happened to be in the right spot at the right time and came up with the interception.
Uh-huh, the first of many. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Coming up more of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Each week we ask the fans for their opinion on Twitter, and the play of the game clearly, Mike, was Julius Peppers with the sack, the strip of Matthew Stafford, and the fumble recovery. You're watching it on the sideline. What an impressive play.
An impressive play, no doubt about it, but even more so once you watch the videotape. I mean, just his ability, A, on his move, you know, on the pass rush, he swipes him, and then obviously the sack and then the strip. So just a big-time play by Julius, and like I said, it's definitely a teachable moment when you see the technique that was used.
Mike, when you get a new player like that, especially an extremely talented player like that, do you, as a coach, does it take some time to really get to know him and how to best use him? Like, is there an evolution process and really get to know what his skill set is and that type of thing?
Well, I think with Julius Peppers, just the fact that we've played so much against him, you know, here the last couple of years, we all felt that, you know, we had a pretty good understanding, you know, A, how he plays, but also, you know, what he's capable of doing. And, you know, and his opportunity to move to the outside linebacker position obviously was very attractive to him. So just to give him the full slate of things, it's been fun, but I think he's a perfect fit for us.
Andrew Corliss had four catches, plus the touchdown grab was just, I mean, Rodgers clearly zinged that thing in there. Yeah. Great catch with the defender on him.
Yeah, definitely. It was an excellent, you know, call by Aaron there, adjustment down there, and you know, just the way Andrew ran the route, and he set the right angle, and obviously with an excellent throw.
Speaking of the tight end position, Brandon Bostic has been up and active the last couple of games. Haven't seen much of him outside of special teams. What's the prospects there?
Brandon is, you know, playing special teams, just, you know, kind of coming back. You know, missed quite a bit of time there. And, you know, every position on your football team, you want to see competition. And he's definitely in competition for playing time on offense.
Our special guest today, Ha Clinton Dix, first career interception. Mike, he just seems to have a nose for being around the ball and making the play, whether it goes off the defender's hands, goes off, you know, the receiver's hands, whatever. He's in position, it seems like, most of the time.
Yeah, definitely. Ha's a very good football player. He's very instinctive. You know, you can see right away just his ability to come up and strike you when he tackles. But, you know, he's playing a lot of football for us. He's played a number of snaps, not only just special teams and defense.
Mike, with the new CBA, not so new anymore, taking away some head coaching decisions, like how many times a week to go out in pads, does that make that one time you can go out, in your case Thursdays, does that make that single practice all the more critical? Because that's your one time to really get after it.
No doubt. I think so. I mean, not every team approaches that way, but, you know, our Thursday practice is definitely our bell cow moment, and just the A to hit the fundamentals, you know, get the half line drill to get the, you know, as close as you can to live action in the run game and things like that. So, yeah, it's clearly our biggest focus of the week.
Next up, we'll get you set for Bear Week. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's wardrobe supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show for the final segment. It's Bears week in Chicago, Mike, and then a short week at home against Minnesota. Is that a challenge to prepare in that tight of a window for two more division games?
I mean, definitely. I mean, it's a challenge. It's a challenge every team has to go through. Everybody in the league is going to play on Thursday night this year. Having them both be division games is part of that challenge. So I'm glad the Thursday night game is at home. You know, I think that's definitely a positive. But, you know, you've had the whole offseason to prepare for this. We have a plan in place of how we're going into the Chicago game and how we'll come out of the Chicago victory and go into the Minnesota game.
Mike, off to a 1-2 start. Unfortunately, not the first time you've gotten off to a slow start, but you guys have done a heck of a job of fighting back into the thing. What are the keys to getting that done? Because you've lived that life before.
Well, I think the key is to stay focused on your football team and just everything that goes on, you know, within the meetings, on the field. You know, overreaction is definitely something you always kind of worry about a little bit with the younger players. So this is a long year. It's a challenging game, no doubt about it. But this is all about being in Chicago right now. And you know, our football team will do a good job of that, staying true to the preparation. We have a process. You got to trust the process, invest in the process, and really don't worry about the result, because when you do that, the result is definitely going to be favorable.
Mike, good luck in Chicago.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you after that Bears game.